语课堂听 class.com。
Chapter 9, Environmental Protection. Interpretation Case Study. Passage 1.
中国国家环保总局副局长潘岳2006年访谈节选，朗读樊志军。绿色运动产生于对西方工业文明的反思。西方工业文明的产生与发展，虽然有宗教改革、文艺复兴、科技工业革命等诸多原因，但其中最重要的原因是拓展海外殖民地，这使发达国家可以大规模地转移本国的经济社会矛盾。资本主义为了保证这种转移的顺利进行，就需要制定维护自身利益的一系列国际规则。生态问题是一个明显的例证。发达国家只有全球 15% 的人口，却占有 85% 以上的资源。他们提高本国的环保标准，向发展中国家转移了大批高耗能、高污染产业，设置了一系列绿色壁垒，尽可能少地承担生态责任。绿色运动者们终于发现，任何矛盾都可以转移，唯有污染转移不了，因为大家都生活在同一个地球上。
Passage 2.
Speech by Clinton at Peking University, 1998. Extract. Read by Mark. In the near future, if present energy use patterns persist, China will overtake the United States as the world's largest emitter of greenhouse gases, which are the principal cause of global warming.If the nations of the world do not reduce the gases which are causing global warming, sometime in the next century there is a serious risk of dramatic changes in climate which will change the way we live and the way we work, which could literally bury some island nations under mountains of water and undermine the economic and social fabric of nations. We must work together. We Americans know from our own experience that it is possible to grow an economy while improving the environment. We must do that together, for ourselves and for the world.